Volume 46, Number 10 of the Friend Magazine for October 2016. Contents: From the First Presidency, Searching for Church by President Henry B. Eyring. Turning Down the Dare. Family Night Fun. The Loose Tooth Test. My Family Tree. Answers from an Apostle, Elder Gary E. Stevenson. Friends Who Stand Tall. A Story About Story. Bulletin Board. Gone Fishing. When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Rancher. Book of Mormon Hero, The Brother of Jared Was Faithful. I Can Read the Book of Mormon. Brave Enough. Show and Tell. Friend to Friend, Lessons from Mother by Elder Yairo Mazagardi. Matt and Mandy. Stop and Flip. Music. There Is Love in My Family Tree. For Older Kids, Halloween Choice. What I Learned from Alex. Things to Make and Do, including Fun Stuff, Picture Puzzle. Happy Sabbath, More Than Just Quietly Sitting. Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture. Women Heroes in the Book of Mormon. Temple Cards. And Fun Stuff, Families Are Fantastic. Friend Junior, for Parents of Little Ones. Bright Idea Poster. General Conference Breakfast. Our Prophet. Book of Mormon Stories, Traveling to the Promised Land. Coloring Page, and a New Picture for May. End of Contents.
Friends by Mail. Friend Junior. I like your idea for the Friend Junior. I told my little sister that there was something in the Friend for little kids like her, and she said now there are stories that she could read. Jackie B., age 10, California, USA.
Friend Poster. I made a 100-day poster for school with 100 faces cut out from the Friend and Inside magazines. Jackson K., age 8, Texas, USA.
My Little Brother. I like Finally a Big Brother. March 2016. My little brother Cole died, and this story helps me feel the spirit when I'm sad. Gracie S., age 6, Utah, USA.
How we read the Friend. When we read the Friend, we use our big maps to look up the places people are from and the places where the stories take place. We are homeschooled, so this is a fun way to learn geography. Gideon, Saley, and Vita S., ages 5, 7, 1, Utah, USA.
Dear Friends, all year we've been sending you cards about heroes from the Book of Mormon. Turn to page 24 to find out about some of the women in the Book of Mormon who were amazing examples of faith and courage. Heroically, the Friend. P.S. Write and tell us about a time when you've shown faith and courage. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how.
End of the section, Friends by Mail. Read by Eden Reinwand, Matthew Moore, Shannon Nelson, Gabriel Reinwand, and Salem Tullis.
From the First Presidency, Searching for Church, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Years ago, my father's work took him to Australia. He was alone one Sunday, and he wanted to take the sacrament. He couldn't find any information about Latter-day Saint Church meetings, so he started walking. He prayed to know which way to turn. After walking and making turns for an hour, he stopped to pray again. And he felt an impression, when the Holy Ghost tells you to do something, to turn at a particular street. Soon he began to hear singing coming from a building close by. He looked in at the window and saw a few people sitting near a table covered with a white cloth and sacrament trays. That was only one example of a time when my father prayed and then did what the Holy Ghost told him to do. His whole life he did little things for God that he was prompted to do. We need the companionship of the Holy Ghost. Act on the promptings you feel, a feeling or idea that comes from the Holy Ghost. If it is to pay tithing or visit a sad friend, you should do it. Whatever it is, do it. When you show that you're willing to obey, the Spirit will send you more impressions of what God would have you do for Him. As you obey, your power to choose the right will increase. When it seems difficult, God will send the Holy Ghost to help. Note, adapted from The Holy Ghost is Your Companion, October 2015, General Conference. End of the article from The First Presidency, Searching for Church, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.
Meet Elder Gary E. Stevenson. Elder Stevenson was born in 1955. He was the second of four children and grew up in Logan, Utah, USA. He met Lisa Higley in an Old Testament Institute class in college. They were married in the Idaho Falls Temple in 1979. He served a mission in Japan. In 2004, he went back to Japan as a mission president. He considers Asia his second home. His whole family loves outdoor activities like skiing and four-wheeling. He was called as an apostle in October 2015. What is an apostle? When Jesus was on the earth, He called 12 men to be His special helpers and witnesses. They were called apostles. He has called apostles to be special helpers and witnesses today. They testify of Christ to the whole world. Elder Stevenson is an apostle. End of the article, Meet Elder Gary E. Stevenson, read by Enzo Patello.
Turning Down the Dare, by Lori Fuller, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Read by Van Farnworth. What could Ty do about Bobby Miller? Dare to do right. Dare to be true. Children's Songbook, page 158. Ty woke up late and shoved on his glasses. He knelt for a quick prayer and then ran to feed the family's huge poodle, Fifi. But Fifi had jumped the fence. Again. It took so long to find Fifi, Ty barely had time to feed himself. He grabbed a piece of toast as he ran out the door.
Bye, Dad,
he shouted.
Make good choices,
Dad called back, just like every morning.
Good choices.
Ty thought about the biggest choice he had to face at school. What to do about Bobby Miller? Bobby was the biggest, meanest kid in the whole third grade. Ty zipped down the street on his green bike. He'd have to hurry to get to school before Bobby. His legs pumped. The wind rushed into his face. And finally, he saw the school up ahead.
Oh, no.
Bobby was already at the bike rack.
Don't turn around, Bobby,
Ty thought.
Just keep walking right to your class.
But no such luck. Bobby finished locking up his bike just as Ty skidded to a stop in front of him.
Looks like I beat you again, Ty,
Bobby said. He kicked Ty's bike over, just because. Ty landed on the ground in a tangle of arms and legs and bike wheels, and Bobby ran off laughing.
How can I ever stop him from doing that?
Ty thought. He got up off the ground and locked up his bike. The rest of the morning went okay. Ty was just grateful Bobby wasn't in his class that year. When the recess bell rang, Ty ran out to play kickball. But as he ran toward his friends in the field, he didn't see a game going on. As he got closer, he could see why. Bobby had stolen the ball and was running around the field throwing it at people.
Strike!
He yelled as he knocked Emma over. Then he threw the ball and knocked off Bryce's glasses. Bobby just laughed and held them high over Bryce's head.
Try to get him, Shorty. I dare you.
For a second, Ty hesitated. He definitely didn't want Bobby to notice him, but Bryce needed help. Ty took a deep breath. He marched over and grabbed the ball where it had rolled.
Give his glasses back, Bobby.
He tried to look fierce. Bobby just laughed.
Oh, Ty, I'm so scared.
You're ruining everyone's recess. Please stop.
Whatever, Ty-Ty.
Bobby tossed the glasses and stomped off. Ty let out a big breath.
Okay, everyone. Let's play some kickball.
He hoped he didn't see Bobby again today.
Fingers crossed,
he thought. But when school got out, there was Bobby at the bike rack again. He grabbed Ty's bike handle before he could walk away.
I dare you to fight me.
Ty shook his head and pulled his bike out of Bobby's grip. The kids around them were all turning to stare.
You thought you were so tough at recess, but who's a chicken now?
Bobby taunted. Someone laughed, and Ty felt his cheeks get warm. After everything that had happened today, maybe it would be okay to take Bobby's dare and fight him. Somebody needed to teach Bobby a lesson. Besides, what if everyone thought he was a chicken? Then Ty had another thought.
Taking Bobby's dare wouldn't make me tough. It would just be a really bad choice.
Chicken!
Bobby grabbed Ty's shoulder as he walked away.
Come on and fight me! I double dare you!
Ty had already made his choice. He turned around.
You know what, Bobby? I'd rather be a chicken than take your dare.
Bobby just stared while Ty got on his bike and rode off. And you know what? He didn't feel like a chicken at all.
Sidebar. Decisions are constantly before us. To make them wisely, courage is needed. The courage to say no. The courage to say yes. President Thomas S. Monson, The 3 R's of Choice, October 2010, General Conference.
End of the story, Turning Down the Dare. Read by Van Farnworth, Ethan Nelson, Benjamin Hiram White, Scott Moore, and Dwayne Case.
Family Night Fun. Here are some fun FHE ideas from this month's magazine. What other ideas can you come up with? Daring Role Play. Read Turning Down the Dare on page 4. Practice situations with your family where you might have to say no to someone. How does it feel to stand up for yourself and for what is right? 1. With your family, make a list of dares people might give you. 2. Choose someone to be a pretend bully. That person dares someone else in the family to do something on the list. 3. The person who's being dared chooses what to say to the dare, just like in real life. Afterward, that person dares someone else, and so on. 4. After everyone has a turn, talk about how it felt to say no to a dare. How did it feel to be the bully? Not so chicken fingers. Turning down a dare doesn't make you a chicken at all. Being brave enough to stand up for others and yourself is being like Christ. Make these chicken fingers to help you remember how strong you are. Be sure to get an adult's help. Makes about 4 servings. Ingredients. You'll need 12 ounces, 340 grams, boneless, skinless chicken meat cut into 3-inch, 7.5 centimeter strips. 1 egg, 1 tablespoon honey, 2 cups breadcrumbs or crushed crackers, black pepper to taste. 1. Preheat oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit, or 235 degrees Celsius. Whisk together the egg and honey in a small bowl. 2. Mix together the breadcrumbs and pepper in a different bowl. 3. Dip chicken strips in the egg mixture, then dip in the crumb mixture until coated evenly. Use one hand for the egg bowl and the other hand for the crumb bowl so it doesn't get too messy. 4. Place chicken strips on an ungreased baking sheet and bake until chicken is cooked through and the outside is golden brown, 12 to 15 minutes. Serve with ketchup, honey mustard, or barbecue sauce. Standing up. If someone is being mean to you or others, it's okay to stand up for yourself. Always remember to pray for help and courage. You are loved and you can be brave. Kindly tell them that you don't agree with what they're saying or doing and ask them to stop. If the problem continues, walk away and tell an adult. Be a good example. Even when those around us are unkind, we can still choose the right. Tasty treats. Try these for FHE this month. Top cream cheese with caramel sauce and chopped nuts. Serve with apple slices. Toss pumpkin seeds with melted butter, onion powder, and garlic powder. bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 180 degrees Celsius for 25 to 30 minutes. Mix applesauce with a bit of yogurt and a sprinkle of cinnamon. More FHE ideas. Look for these pictures in the magazine to find the stories and articles they go with. Find the page numbers below. Idea 1. Find the woman hero cards to add to your Book of Mormon hero collection. Read the verses as a family. Can you draw some cards of your own? We'd love to see them. Idea 2. Read the loose tooth test and look up the scriptures at the end to see how some other prayers were answered. Tell a story about when your prayer was answered. Idea 3. Read What I Learned from Alex or Lessons from Mother and talk about who's a good example to you. How can you be a good example too? Is there a topic you'd like to learn about with your family? Go to lessonhelps.lds.org to find stories, activities, and media. End of the section, Family Night Fun, read by Ben Cummins.
The Loose Tooth Test by Jenny Poffenbarger, based on a true story. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. Tessa sat on her bed and wiggled her tooth as hard as she could. It just wouldn't come out. She pushed, she pulled, but the tooth was still there, and it hurt. She slid onto the floor with a thump. She tried to think of what else she could do. In primary, she learned how you could ask Heavenly Father for help when you have a problem. Tessa got an idea. Maybe she could pray and ask Heavenly Father to help her tooth fall out. She knelt by her bed and started to pray. Heavenly Father, I need help. My tooth hurts, and I want it to come out. I will wiggle it right after this prayer. I know that you can make it fall out. She finished her prayer and began wiggling her tooth. Nothing happened. Her tooth stayed in. Okay, she thought, maybe I just need to try something different. She remembered that her friend Amy lost a tooth once by biting an apple. Tessa went into the kitchen. She smelled the chocolate chip cookies Mom was baking. She could hardly wait to try one, but first she reached for a bright green apple. Tessa sat down at the table and said another prayer. This time she asked, Heavenly Father, please make my tooth come out when I bite the apple. One bite later, the tooth still hadn't budged. Tessa sighed and put the apple down. Didn't Heavenly Father hear her prayer? Didn't he want to help her? The timer for the cookies went off. Mom opened the oven and checked the cookies. It looks like they need to stay in for a little longer, Mom said. Why can't we take them out now? Tessa asked. We could, Mom said, but they wouldn't be crispy the way you like them. Tessa thought for a moment. Maybe just like she needed to be patient for the cookies, she needed to be patient for her tooth to come out on its own. She felt peaceful. She knew Heavenly Father loved her and had heard her prayer. Tessa ran upstairs to her room and knelt down. Heavenly Father, she said, thank you for hearing my prayers. I understand. Sometimes the answer is to wait. The author lives in Virginia, USA. Prayer matchup. Draw a line to match the picture with the scripture story, then draw a line to the answer Heavenly Father gave. After Moroni told me about the golden plates, I wanted to get them right away, but I was told to wait for 4 years before I was ready. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 30, 34, 53, and 54. I pled with Heavenly Father for a chance to be a mother. I had a son named Samuel who went on to be a prophet. See 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, 20, and 27. We asked Heavenly Father if we could stop the bad things that were happening, and Heavenly Father heard our prayers, but he told us to let the things happen. See Alma chapter 14, verses 9 to 13. End of the story, The Loose Tooth Test, read by Natalie Moore.
My Family Tree, a true story written by you, by Spencer N., age 7, Texas, USA. Our stake president gave our stake a challenge to find family names to take to the temple. It was called the 40-day challenge because we had 40 days to find the names. During the challenge, I went to FamilySearch.org. As I was looking at my ancestors, I got this feeling that I never had before. I felt that some of my ancestors did not have their temple work done. The next thing I did was look for them on my family tree. After a while, I found one ancestor who needed temple work. After that, I found more ancestors needing temple work. After a little bit, I found 5 families needing temple work. After I found all the names, I got a warm feeling in my heart. Now my parents have family names to take to the temple. I fulfilled the stake president's challenge to find one or more ancestors that need their temple work done. Even though I am 7 years old, I am still a good example. I still have that feeling, and I am still looking for ancestors that need temple work done. This is the best experience I've ever had, and I will never forget how I felt. Go to FamilySearch.org with a parent to find your family tree. End of the story, My Family Tree, read by Matthew Moore.
Answers from an Apostle. How can I help make my home a peaceful place? From Elder Gary E. Stevenson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. We can make our home a peaceful, holy place like the temple is. Help keep your home clean and orderly. Hang a picture in your home of Jesus or of the temple. Keep the scriptures in rooms where your family can study and learn together. End of the section, Answers from an Apostle. How can I help make my home a peaceful place? From Elder Gary E. Stevenson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, read by Duane Case.
Friends Who Stand Tall, a story about story, from an interview by Jill Hacking.
Hi, my name is Story. I lived in Turkmenistan. That's a country in Central Asia. I like to read, draw, and sew. I like stargazing with my dad. My family and I were the only members of the church in the whole country. Learning from each other, my sister Soraya and I went to a school with kids from many countries. We love to learn from each other and have fun. Crafts and fun. Soraya and I invited our friends over to play. We painted, made crafts, and had picnics. For Christmas, we acted out the nativity with our neighborhood friends. Praying for Missy. My friend's cat, Missy, was missing. We looked all over, but we couldn't find her. I said that we could pray. My friends weren't sure how, so I showed them. We knelt down and each said our own prayer. Then we got up and started looking again. A girl ran over to us and said that she had found Missy. I was glad that I shared part of the gospel with my friends. Church at home. Because we were the only church members, we had church at our house. We had sacrament meeting, singing time, sharing time, and primary lessons. I played the piano for singing time.
Send us your footprint. How do you follow Jesus by standing tall? Trace your footprint and send us your story and photo, along with your parents' permission. Find out how on page 39. End of the section, Friends Who Stand Tall, read by Noah Strongen and Amelie Strongen.
Happy Sabbath, more than just quietly sitting. Do this activity with your family. Has anyone ever asked you to be more reverent? When we're reverent, Heavenly Father and Jesus know we love them and are trying to feel close to them. These children made good changes to be more reverent. What changes did they make? Glue the cards below onto paper and cut them out. Then flip them over and mix them up. Take turns flipping over 2 at a time until you match them all. What changes can you make to be more reverent? End of the article, Happy Sabbath, More Than Just Quietly Sitting, read by Maya Reinwand.
Bulletin board. God gives us good food. These are gourds, which are popular in Turkmenistan, where Story lived. See page 14. Melons are one kind of gourd. In Turkmenistan, Melon Day is a national holiday. More than 500 types of melons grow there. Play balloon foot lift. Blow up a balloon and try to keep it from touching the ground. But here's the catch. You can only use your feet. Sit on the ground, lean back on your hands, and use your feet to keep the balloon off the floor. How long can you keep the balloon up? Ask your family. What was your favorite talk from General Conference this month? Temple Connection. This is the Sapporo Japan Temple, which was dedicated in August. Are any of your ancestors from Japan, Turkmenistan, or another Asian country? Cyber Strong. I will be a good online citizen and not do anything online that hurts people or is against the law. End of Bulletin Board. Read by Scott Moore.
Gone Fishing by Julia Ventura, based on a true story. I have a family here on Earth. They are so good to me. Children's Songbook 188.
Let's grab the gear. It's fishing time,
Dad said. Hayden grinned as he looked around. Everything was bright and buzzing. They had the whole lake to themselves. Following Dad, Hayden walked behind the car and lifted the big fishing tackle box out of the trunk. It was heavy, but he didn't mind. He'd carry one twice this heavy if it meant fishing with Dad. Fishing poles rattled together as Dad pulled them out.
Oh, looks like Dan fell asleep. Will you wake him up?
Hayden held back a sigh.
Sure.
He'd almost forgotten that his little brother Dan had come too. Dan was always running around and talking loudly. He'd scare all the fish away. He looked in the open window.
Dan, time to wake up.
But Dan was still fast asleep. Hayden paused. With any luck, Dan might sleep right through the whole trip. Hayden quickly hauled the tackle box to Dad's fishing spot on the shore.
Here's the bait, worms and all.
Dad took the tackle box from him.
Great, thanks.
Then Dad looked up.
Where's your brother?
Hayden glanced at the car. All of a sudden, he wondered how he would feel if he woke up alone in a new place. Not good, Hayden decided. In fact, he'd probably feel pretty scared. And Dan was only 5.
Just a second, Dad. I'll be right back.
But when he looked in the car, Dan was gone. Hayden couldn't hear the buzzing insects anymore. Everything seemed to go quiet.
Dan's not here,
Hayden yelled. Dad hurried over and quickly checked the car.
He's probably just looking for us. It's only been a minute. He won't be far.
Hayden tried to stay calm, but his stomach was turning somersaults.
Can I say a prayer?
I think that's a very good idea.
Hayden thanked Heavenly Father for his little brother and asked that they would find Dan right away so that he wouldn't feel afraid. When Hayden finished, his heart stopped feeling so tight. Dad put a hand on Hayden's shoulder.
What if you were Dan? Where would you go?
Hayden noticed the door on the other side of the car was open. Dan probably hadn't seen them on the shore. Hayden pointed to a trail nearby.
I'd probably start walking that way,
he said. They hurried along the trail. Every second felt slow and heavy. As he walked, Hayden kept saying prayers in his heart. After a few steps, they came around a bend in the trail and saw Dan up ahead.
Dan!
Dan spun around and smiled.
Hey, where did you guys go?
Time sped up again. Hayden raced to Dan and hugged him tight.
I'm so glad we found you,
he said a quick prayer of thanks in his heart. Dan just grinned.
Where are the fish?
Come on, I'll show you.
His feet were itching to run to the lake.
Let's see who can catch the first fish. I'll help you bait your hook.
End of the story, Gone Fishing. Read by Charlene Stewart, Scott Christopher, Noah Strongen, and Gabriel Reinwand.
When I grow up, I want to be a rancher. From an interview by Linda Davies.
I'm Terrell McMurdy, and I'm a rancher.
What do you do in your job?
I plant, weed, irrigate, and harvest crops, and I take care of our animals, too. We need to know about new ideas in ranching and how to do things better. I teach our children these new ideas just like my parents taught me.
What did you have to learn to do this job?
I grew up on a farm, so I learned from my parents and my grandparents. As a boy, I helped out on the farm all the time. When I got older, I joined a school club called Future Farmers of America. I learned about how to run a farm, how to fix farm equipment, and a lot more.
What do you enjoy most about your job?
I love to watch the animals and crops grow. It makes me happy to say, I grew that, or I raised that. It also teaches our family about hard work, and there is nothing more fun than being with my horse and riding around the ranch.
How does this job help your testimony grow?
I rely a lot on Heavenly Father to bless me. I need the right weather at the right time and know when to plant and when to harvest. I feel God has helped me in what I do and has protected me many times. The gospel helps me realize that Heavenly Father is like a farmer too, because He loves to watch His children grow, just like I love to watch my crops grow.
End of the article, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Rancher. Read by Enzo Patello and Benjamin Hiram White.
Fun stuff, hidden picture. These friends are helping each other study after school. Can you find the hidden objects? A flag, a sock, a marker, a bracelet, a salt shaker, a kite, a leaf, a piece of pie, an envelope, and another leaf, a crayon, a mushroom, and a toothbrush. End of the section, fun stuff, hidden picture. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Book of Mormon Hero. The brother of Jared was faithful. The brother of Jared needed light to cross the ocean. He made 16 small stones and asked Jesus to touch them to make them glow. When Jesus reached out to touch the stones, the brother of Jared saw Jesus' finger. The brother of Jared had so much faith that Jesus showed himself to him. Jesus told the brother of Jared that no one had ever had so much faith in him.
Andrew B., age 7, Wisconsin, USA, said, "My family and I were driving home from my grandparents' house after Christmas. The roads were very icy. Our minivan got stuck going up a hill. My dad got out of the van and tried to push it up the icy hill, but it wouldn't move. We were stuck. I said a prayer and asked Heavenly Father to help us. My dad got back out of the van and pushed again, and we went up the hill. Heavenly Father does answer our prayers, and He loves us."
I can be faithful. Memorize Ether 12:27. Help give a family home evening lesson about faith using the Bible dictionary and topical guide. Watch Chapter 51 of the Book of Mormon Stories at scripturestories.lds.org. I challenge myself to Lighting the Way. After Jesus touched the 16 stones, the Jaredites were ready to go by boat to a promised land. The stones filled the boats with light all through the long journey. The winds and waves pushed the boat to the promised land. God kept the Jaredites safe, and they prayed and thanked Him all along the way. You can read the story on page FJ4. Look for another reading challenge next month. You can print more copies at Friend 2016bom.lds.org. The art contributor for the Book of Mormon Hero is Ruth A., age 6, California, USA.
End of the section, Book of Mormon Hero, The Brother of Jared Was Faithful. Read by Eden Reinwand and Noah Strongen.
Book of Mormon Heroes. Women Heroes in the Book of Mormon. There are lots of women in the Book of Mormon who are good examples for us. Here are 3 hero cards to add to your collection. Can you find these other women in the scriptures? Check answers on page 39. Make your own hero cards for them and send us a picture. Which women were brave? They stood up for Nephi and saved his life. See 1 Nephi 7:19. Who believed in God and chose to follow Nephi into the wilderness? See 2 Nephi 5:6. Who showed their children how to trust God? See Alma 56:47-48. Sariah. I can have a testimony. Sariah had a testimony that her husband Lehi was a prophet of God. She helped lead her family through the wilderness. You can be like Sariah by gaining your own testimony and sharing it with others. Read 1 Nephi 5:7-8. Write your testimony down or share it with a friend or family member. I challenge myself to... The Queen. I can choose faith. Lamoni's wife didn't know much about the gospel yet, but she chose to have faith that Ammon was a prophet of God. You can be like Lamoni's wife by having faith in our prophet and apostles today. Read Alma 19:2-5 and 8-10. Watch a conference talk from President Monson. What did you learn from him? I challenge myself to... The maidservant. I can speak up. The maidservant heard the plans of her wicked master, Morianton. He was angry and beat her. She ran away and told Captain Moroni about Morianton. You can be like her by speaking up when things aren't right. Read Alma 50:30-33. If someone bullies you, or if you see someone getting picked on, tell an adult you trust. I challenge myself to... End of the article, Book of Mormon Heroes, read by Eden Reinwand.
Brave Enough by Jill Hacking, based on a true story. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John chapter 14, verse 27. Thwap! Scree! Christine froze in her bed. Her heart beat so hard she could feel it squeezing in her chest.
What was that noise?
Very slowly, she turned to look at the window. The blinds were closed, so she couldn't see what was making the sound. She kept hearing the scraping noise, and she kept imagining scarier and scarier things. Her heart beat even faster. She could just go into Mom and Dad's room again. She knew they wouldn't mind, but she was always so embarrassed the next day when she did that.
I'm too old to be scared at night.
But she was scared.
It could be anything.
It wasn't very loud, but she kept hearing it. She closed her eyes and said what seemed like her 100th prayer for the night.
Heavenly Father, I can't go to sleep. I'm too scared. But I don't want to go to Mom and Dad's room. I want to be brave. Please help me not be afraid.
She finished her prayer and took a deep, slow breath.
It's okay. I can do this.
Thwap! Scree! Yeah, she was pretty sure it was something trying to get through her window. She was so scared she didn't dare move a muscle. She didn't know what to do.
I could ask David. That isn't as embarrassing as sleeping in Mom and Dad's room.
Carefully, she peeled off the covers and jumped off the bed, landing as far as possible from the window. Without looking back, she tiptoed quickly to her brother's room.
David,
she whispered, shaking his shoulder. David slowly turned over and opened one eye.
What?
There's a noise outside my window. Will you check what it is?
Sure.
David got up and shuffled to her room. When they reached the window, he pulled up the blinds and looked outside. It was too dark to see.
I don't hear anything.
Just wait a minute,
Christine said. Sure enough, there it was again. Thwap! Scree! David opened the window and reached out. Snap! He pulled a small branch back in.
It's just the tree outside. This was scraping against your window,
he said, handing her the branch.
I was scared of a stick.
She felt really silly.
Thanks for looking. Sorry I woke you up.
David smiled.
You can always ask me for help.
Thanks.
I can stay for a little while if you want.
Christine nodded. She jumped into bed and pulled her feet away from the edges. David sat on the end of her bed and scooted back to the wall.
I wish I could be braver at night.
You know what's brave? Asking for help.
No, it's not. I was scared.
David laughed.
Everyone gets scared, even me. But being scared doesn't mean you aren't brave. It takes courage to ask for help when you're afraid.
Christine smiled. It was still dark, but she didn't feel as anxious anymore.
I'm okay now. You can go back to sleep,
she said. David gave her a hug and walked out. He stopped in her doorway. Night, sleep well, he said.
Night, David.
she said back. Christine closed her eyes. There were no more scary sounds.
Heavenly Father,
she prayed silently.
Thank thee that David could help me. I'm glad I was brave enough to ask. Sidebar. One night, after we had just moved, I couldn't fall asleep. I felt scared and lonely. I said a prayer and got the idea I could read my scriptures. I opened to Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I knew that my prayer was answered, and I fell asleep. Tegan M., age 9, Texas, USA.
End of the story, Brave Enough, by Jill Hacking. Read by Kate Strongen, Maya Reinwand, Ethan Nelson, and Matthew Moore.
Show and tell. I was jumping on the trampoline, and my mom called me to come in for dinner. I kept jumping, and about 10 minutes later, I felt that I should really go inside. Just after I got off the trampoline, a car crashed through the fence into the trampoline. I'm glad that I listened to the Holy Ghost, who protected me from being seriously hurt. Sienna C., age 10, Victoria, Australia.
David W., age 11, from Georgia, USA, said, playing sports is really fun for me, and it helps me be healthy and be in shape for when I am a missionary. My mom helped me get into basketball, and my cousin taught me how to play. I love my family, and I am very protective of all of them.
My gospel poem. G is for God, who loves, guides, and cares. O is for obstacles. Get through them with prayers. S is for scriptures. Read them every day. P is for prophets who show us the way. E is for eternal, a family can be. L is for love, through eternity. Abby S., age 11, Idaho, USA.
Drake A., age 7, from South Carolina, USA, said, the missionaries asked me to think of a creative way I could share the gospel. I decided to carve a CTR shield in my pumpkin so everyone could see it when they came to my door.
Primary children of the Huruna Ward Piniki Philippine Stake enjoyed doing their sacrament meeting primary program.
Stake leaders challenged each primary in the Pensacola, Florida Stake to do more service. The Paceward primary children cleaned the baseboards of their church building. They learned that doing service is fun and feels great.
My extended family has Muslims, Catholics, and other Christians. I can teach all of them about the gospel by inviting them to my baptism. Melina Z., age 7, California, USA.
Moroni L., age 10, from Idaho, USA, said, I like to play my cello at my local nursing home. It makes the people who live there so happy. That makes me want to practice even more.
Standing Tall Footprints. Spencer M., age 9, British Columbia, Canada, said, I stood up for my little buddy when a kid in my class was being mean to him. Ainsley A., age 4, Massachusetts, USA, said, I can forgive my brother when he forgets to be nice to me. Dean A., age 6, Massachusetts, USA, said, I stood tall when my friends took the Savior's name in vain, but I did not. Nora M., age 3, British Columbia, Canada, said, when my friend broke my favorite toy, I didn't get mad at her. I was kind and forgave her. Liam H., age 9, Wisconsin, USA, said, I will stand tall by reading things that are pleasing to Heavenly Father. Jeremy J., age 3, Victoria, Australia, said, I can be like Jesus by being kind to others. Bethany J., age 5, Victoria, Australia, said, I can be like Jesus by taking the sacrament to remember him and Heavenly Father. Gwen B., age 10, California, USA, said, I will stand tall by doing what's right. Send us your footprints. See how on page 39.
Other contributors to Show and Tell. Ronan L., age 11, British Columbia, Canada. Addison L., age 10, Utah, USA. Moroni R., age 10, Oregon, USA. Madison K., age 12, Washington, USA. Find more art online at childart.lds.org. End of Show and Tell for October 2016. Read by Salem Tullis, Enzo Patello, Maya Reinwand, and Wes Nelson.
Music. There is Love in My Family Tree. Words and music by Janice Cap Perry. Copyright 2016 by Janice Cap Perry. All rights reserved. This song may be copied for incidental, non-commercial church or home use. This notice must be included on each copy made. Watch a sing-along video for this song at children.lds.org. Click on Videos. There is love in my family tree. I love my family. They love me. Some were born before me. Some will follow after. We are joined together happily. There is love in my family tree. As I search in my family tree, stories of courage inspire me. Finding my relations, linking generations, that is what the Lord expects of me as a branch in my family tree. There is love in my family tree. Heavenly Father has promised me we can be together, feel His love forever, sealed together for eternity as a part of His family tree. End of the section, Music. There is Love in My Family Tree, read by Amelie Strongen.
Friend to Friend, Lessons for Mother, by Elder Jairo Mazzagardi of the 70. When I was growing up, whenever we got any money, my mother would take the very best bills, the ones that were the least wrinkled or dirty, and give them to the minister of the church we went to. She did this her whole life. She said, "This belongs to God." Those words have stayed with me ever since. When I was baptized into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as an adult, it was not hard for me to pay tithing because my mother had taught me to obey that law. My mother also taught me to be honest, even if it meant doing hard things. Our neighbor grew all kinds of fruits and vegetables. Sometimes his fruit would grow on our side of the fence. Once I picked some of this fruit and took it to my room. She looked at me and said, "That doesn't belong to us." I couldn't believe it. I said, "What do you mean? It's on our side of our fence." Again she said, "That doesn't belong to us." Then she took my hand and we walked to our neighbor's house. We asked for forgiveness for taking his fruit. My mother said that if we wanted something, we needed to get it honestly. Maybe your parents are not members of their church, or you don't always agree with your choices. You can still learn true principles from them, such as honesty, responsibility, self-reliance, and hard work. Those principles will be great blessings in your life. Ask a parent, "What's your favorite part of being a parent? What's the hardest part? What makes you happy? What's the most important thing you do every day? How does the gospel help you be a better parent? What's the last thing you do every day?" What other questions can you ask? Be your mom or dad's helpful shadow for a day. Write or draw in your journal about what you learned. Thank your parents for all they do. End of the article, Friend to Friend, Lessons from Mother, by Elder Jairo Mazzagardi of the 70. Read by David Shaw.
For Older Kids, Halloween Choice, by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. I love to see the temple. I'm going there someday. Children's Songbook, page 95. At breakfast, when Mom reminded everyone about their family temple trip on Saturday, Carly frowned. She had completely forgotten about that. Usually, she loved going to the temple, but Saturday was the day of Jennifer's party. Jennifer was Carly's best friend, and on Saturday, she was having a Halloween party. Carly could hardly wait. But now, she didn't know what she should do.
"Mom, Jennifer's party is Saturday, too. Would it be okay if I stay home and go to the party?"
Mom smiled.
"You are 12 years old now. I think you can make up your own mind."
Carly sighed. All week, Carly worried about Saturday. The temple was far away, so her family didn't get to go very often. But Halloween parties didn't happen that often either.
I can just go to the party,
Carly decided. But that didn't feel right.
Why did the party and our temple trip have to be on the same day?
She asked at dinner.
You've got a tough choice to make,
Dad said.
What do you think you should do?
Carly didn't see anything wrong with going to the party. All her friends from school would be there, and it would probably be a lot of fun. But it wasn't a question between right and wrong, and that made it harder. Going to the party was good, but Carly knew that serving others in the temple was better.
I guess I'll go on the temple trip,
Carly said. Immediately, her heart felt lighter. The next day at school, Jennifer ran up to Carly.
I can't wait for the party. What are you going to wear?
Carly took a deep breath.
I'm really sorry, Jennifer, but I can't come to your party. My family is going to the temple that day.
Jennifer crinkled her nose.
What's a temple?
It's a special place where we go to worship God. It's important to me, but I'm sorry I'll miss your party.
It's okay,
Jennifer said. But she looked sad.
How about you come over after school on Monday and tell me all about the party?
Jennifer smiled.
Okay.
Early Saturday morning, Carly took her pillow and backpack out to the car. Mom put her arm around Carly's shoulder.
I'm so glad you're going with us.
So am I,
Carly said, and she meant it. At the temple, Carly listened carefully to the words of the baptismal prayer. When she thought about how each name was for a real person, she was sure there was no place she would rather be than here, being baptized for them. On the way home, Dad said,
Because of our family, 15 people had baptisms done for them today. I know these ancestors are grateful for the opportunity to accept the gospel.
Carly settled down for the long drive home. She couldn't stop smiling.
Sidebar. Remember that it is not enough that something is good. Other choices are better, and still others are best. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Good, Better, Best. October 2007, General Conference.
End of the story, Halloween Choice, by Jane McBride Choate. Read by Kate Strongen, Amelie Strongen, Natalie Moore, Benjamin Hiram White, Maya Reinwand, and David Shaw.
What I Learned from Alex. A True Story Written by You. By Jack G., age 12, Utah, USA. When I was in fifth grade, nobody else in my neighborhood or my school was LDS. And after church on Sundays, I'd play video games and watch TV with my friends. After I finished fifth grade, I moved to a different state. My first day there was a Saturday. I met a kid named Alex. I hung out with him through the evening. When he had to go home, I asked him if he could hang out the next day. He said it was a Sunday and he couldn't hang out. I decided to follow Alex's example by keeping the Sabbath day holy. The next day I went to church, came home, and replaced my video game time with reading time. That night I knew Heavenly Father was proud of me. And I thought about how proud of Alex he must be, too, for being a good example. Ever since then, I have kept the Sabbath day holy. End of the story, What I Learned from Alex. Read by Ethan Nelson.
Fun stuff. Families are fantastic. Families come in all different types and sizes. But do you know why your family is so lucky? They have you. See if you can find a few different family members in the word search below. Campfire muffins. Here's a fun and easy treat you can make the next time you're sitting around a fire pit with your family. Be sure to get an adult's help. You'll need one orange per person, a box of blueberry muffin mix, including the ingredients to make the mix, and aluminum foil. Step 1. Cut the oranges in half. Scoop out the fruit of the orange halves and eat. Yum! Try not to poke holes in the peel when scooping. Step 2. Mix the muffin mix with the ingredients listed on the box. Step 3. Fill one half of each orange with muffin batter. You could set the oranges on a mug to avoid spilling. Step 4. Place the empty orange half over the filled half and wrap in aluminum foil. Step 5. Set directly on fire coals for around 10 minutes. Easy and so tasty. Tip: you can also cook these in an oven. Set the wrapped up oranges in a muffin tin and bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, or 180 degrees Celsius, for 15 to 20 minutes. End of the section. Fun stuff. Families are fantastic. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's installment, Matt and Mandy are faced with a big chore this Saturday. They look over their yard, which is completely covered with fallen leaves. The kids pitch in, and soon they have raked all the leaves into two big piles. A little later, Mom and Dad come out to inspect and admire their work. Dad says,
"This looks great. Those kids worked hard."
Mom asks,
"But where are they?"
Suddenly, Matt and Mandy jump out of the two piles of leaves.
Surprise!
Laughing, Mom says,
"Good work, you guys."
Dad adds,
"And a good surprise. Come on, I'll help you bag these leaves."
"And I'll heat the chili."
"Anybody want salad with their chili?"
End of Matt and Mandy.
Stop and flip. Through your eyes.
Heavenly Father blesses my life with nature. With nature, we have so many things to be grateful for. Gabe E., age 11, Utah, USA.
How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or footprint. 1. Fill out the form below and send it in with your story or artwork. 2. Send a school picture or a high-resolution photo. 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4. You must be at least 3 years old. The Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, a young boy holding a yellow piggy bank enters a magic store and says to the store owner,
"My sister keeps beating me at hide and seek. Do you have an invisibility cloak for sale?"
End of the section, Stop and Flip, read by Van Johansson, Matthew Moore, and Ethan Nelson.
For parents of little ones, what do you love most about General Conference? In the story on page FJ2, Jacob looks forward to a special breakfast. You probably also enjoy hearing from church leaders and having a change of pace from your usual Sunday. Your young children can look forward to the same things too. Here are some tips for a child-friendly General Conference. In the weeks before conference, teach your children about each of the apostles. Include photos and facts about their lives. Then post the photos during each session. Your children will enjoy matching them with the speaker. Give them something to watch and listen for. Use the activity on page FJ3 to help children watch and listen for President Monson. If your children are a little older, they can play conference squares. You can also invite children to tell you when they hear a song they like. Make note of the song and learn it in family home evening. Provide quiet activities and snacks if you're tuning in at home. Your children can appreciate spending time with the family. They'll see you listening, and that's a big step in helping them learn to follow the prophet. Find these at lessonhelps.lds.org. Click on General Conference Teaching Tips under Categories. End of the section for Parents of Little Ones, read by Rena Nelson.
Bright Idea Poster. As I taste water and bread, I'll think of the words the Savior said. Children's Songbook, page 72. End of Bright Idea Poster, read by Gabe Songen.
General Conference Breakfast by Jennifer Maddy. Jacob ran into the kitchen with Wyatt and Lucy. "Let's get ready for General Conference," Daddy said. Mommy cracked eggs into a bowl. Wyatt scooped in flour. Lucy poured in milk. Daddy sprinkled in sugar. Jacob stirred everything with a big spoon. Daddy poured batter into a hot pan. The pan sizzled and popped. Jacob watched the pancakes cook. Daddy put the pancakes onto plates. Everyone carried a plate to the table. After the pancakes were all gone, Mommy turned on the TV. "There's the prophet," Jacob said. He loved General Conference Breakfast. End of the article, General Conference Breakfast, by Jennifer Maddy, read by Wes Nelson.
Book of Mormon Stories, Traveling to the Promised Land. Jared and his brother lived in a valley with their families and friends. Jesus Christ visited Jared's brother. He told him to build boats to take his people across the ocean to the Promised Land. The people built boats with no windows. Jared's brother worried about how they would breathe and see. Jesus said they should make holes in the boats for air. But what about light? The brother of Jared made 16 clear stones. He asked Jesus to touch them with his finger to make them shine. The brother of Jared saw Jesus touch each stone with his finger. The stones shone brightly. Because he had so much faith, Jared's brother saw Jesus Christ. God sent great winds to blow the boats across the ocean. When they reached the Promised Land, the Jaredites prayed to thank God for protecting them. We can be like Jared's brother when we trust God and have faith in Jesus Christ. From Ether, chapters 2 through 3 and 6. End of Book of Mormon Stories, Traveling to the Promised Land. Read by Kate Strongen.
A New Picture for May, by Jenna Kimball, based on a true story. May and Anne sat by each other in primary. They drew pictures of Jesus and of their families. They glued them in paper chains to make necklaces. Sister Gardner asked how their family showed love.
I ride bikes with my dad,
Ben said.
We go to church together,
Leo said.
My sister helps me with homework,
Anne said. May felt sad. She didn't ride bikes with her dad. She went to church with only her grandma. Sometimes she fought with her sister.
How does your family show love, May?
Sister Gardner asked. May put her head down on the table.
I don't know,
she said. Anne looked at May. She picked up a crayon. She started drawing again. Then she held up a picture. It was a girl with long hair. It looked just like May.
May, I drew a picture of you. It's for my necklace. I'm going to put you between Jesus and me. I love you, and Jesus loves you, too.
May lifted up her head. The picture made her smile. She felt happy that Anne was nice to her, and she knew that Jesus loved her. May ran over and gave Anne a hug.
Thank you. Can I draw you for my necklace, too?
Anne smiled big.
Yes, and let's draw Jesus, too.
When primary was over, May ran to show her necklace to Grandma.
Guess what? Jesus loves me.
End of the story, A New Picture for May. Read by Jane Wise, Gabe Strongen, Gabriel Reinwand, Shannon Nelson, Kate Strongen, and Amelie Strongen.
Our prophet. This is our prophet. His name is President Thomas S. Monson. He loves us, and he teaches us what Heavenly Father wants us to know. Color one heart each time you see President Monson or hear his name in General Conference. End of the article, Our Prophet, read by Amelie Strongen.